Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
WEEI Afternoons in our Fenway Ford Clubhouse studios here on Lansdowne Street. Beautiful day. And I believe it's towel giveaway night here at Fenway. So if
perfect for a vacation coming up for someone.
Someone who's already on vacation in his mind and in his soul. His body's still here. We never did get to the question before we get to three-point stances. Didn't make the cut of Alex Cora questions. Would he rather be named Alex Alex or Cora Cora?
That was a big question we...
Cora Cora's fun.
We workshopped before the interview. We never asked him.
Would you rather be... Ted or Johnson John? You'd rather be Johnson.
You know what? I'd rather just, Dave Meggett always, I thought, had the best version of my name, and that's Teddy Ted.
Teddy Ted.
Just call me Teddy Ted.
Oh, man. Do you go to the Teddy Bar?
Nope. Big fan of the Teddy Bar.
Okay. Boy. Dan Ball, it's time for three-point stance.
Hey,
let's go. Three-point stance. Stop. Three-point stance time.
319!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
I think we set a record today, Andy. Today, with your vacation brain, was the first time I managed to lose control of the three-point stance before we started.
We're having Teddy Bar conversations in the... No, what are you doing? Rein this in a little bit, Dan Ball.
All right, it's time for today's three-point stance, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, which can't happen at a Teddy Bar, you got to get Glassman. Thank you. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance on their story of the day, after which we will open up for discussion. Our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Andy, are you ready, my friend?
Absolutely.
All right, Stiz, let's give him 60 seconds, which begin right now.
Every time I tune into the MassMutual pregame show, I hear something enlightening or smart. But last night, when Will Middlebrooks joined Christian Arcand, it was maybe the smartest thing I've heard on that show. So, Stiz, let's run Middlebrooks' comments from last night.
Call me crazy. What if you gave the umpire a pitch comm? So he knew what was coming. Well, I mean,
that's a good idea. Why not do that? Yeah,
because he doesn't know what's coming. But in the same breath, everybody watching the game knows balls and strikes except for the one guy that needs to know it.
So this was in reaction to, obviously, the other night, Alex Cora, the Red Sox. Everybody had a problem with home plate umpire, so-and-so, so-and-so, and they didn't like the calls. And I'm not saying you're going to fix everything, and I know ABS is coming as early as next year, and that'll help, and we'll have the taps on the heads and the challenges and different things. But the one thing you could do right now to help umpires would be a little thing. Let them know what kind of pitch is coming. Is it a breaking ball? So they can set up properly to expect the pitch, get the best sight, expectation, whatever you want to call it, technical aspects of their job. Would this be a 50% difference? No. But if you can make umpiring 10% better, 12% better, whatever the change would be, Shouldn't you do it? Will Middlebrooks is a genius. Give them a pitch com, and we'll just ignore the potential scandals that could come if they start tipping pitches to people. Oh. But no, we're not doing that. We're just saying it would fix something.
You imagine like some scandal like the basketball refs?
Yes.
You know,
Tim Donaghy, the guy's like coughing every time a fastball is coming.
But right. How would you do it? You put an ear and something in the ear, right?
Yeah. So right now the catcher and the pitcher are connected with a pitch com. The catcher sends it to the pitcher. Yep. It's in his headband. It says, "Get a little piece." So
and then like an infielder and an outfielder have one as well.
Now the ump would just have one that was like the master version. He can hear both teams, right?
It makes too much sense.
Or he can just not suck at his job.
It's a very difficult job. Okay. It is a very difficult job. I hate to defend refs and umpires, but we get to see this nice, perfect box on a screen where they put a little yellow circle and you see, well, does the circle touch the box? That's not a strike. Like, they're doing 95 mile an hour and you're like, oh, it's got 6 inches of vertical break and it's doing all these things.
Listening to Will Middlebrooks and Will Fleming last night, both of them feel pretty – both of them want the automated ball strike system, the testing the robot umpires. Middlebrooks is like, can we get it for the All-Star game?
And we should. Sooner the better.
Ooh, both of them want these robots starting next year in the bigs.
And Will had a great comment, and we'll proceed. Sorry, Dimball. He said if a hitter struggles, like Christian Campbell, what did Fitzy ask about? Oh, is he going to get sent down to the minors? The umps don't get sent down. Will Middlebrooks just wants some accountability. These guys that clearly aren't doing the job well have some accountability, and in doing so, also give them the best tools to do their job.
And the addition of the pitch com, same to the ABS. It's not a replacement of umpires.
No.
I still think you need the human element. There are definitely a lot of things that the human side of umps do that they do well, but it's an aid, the way that the hitters can go back and watch the iPad and help.
And dovetailing off of that real quick, this year in the NFL, they're switching to laser chains, and the chain gang is now the backup.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I do.
It's rigged.
Rigged.
Yeah.
Easy freaking.
You draw your lines in very interesting places.
Honestly, Dominion voting over here thinks it's everything's rigged.
All right, let's table this for the moment and move to Nick Fitzy Stevens. I ask you, are you ready?
Yes, indeed. This should be fun.
All right, Stiz, let's give him 60 seconds, which begin right now.
And Stiz, let's go right in with Phlegm Dog from last night.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
That's right. I got to tell you, we have not had fun family royalty in Boston sports since the Gronkowskis moved out of town about 5 years ago. And I know some of them are still in residence and frequent the area very much. Last year, I believe we had hoped that the May family would take over after, of course, some of the jocularity between the three older brothers and young Drake May now entering his sophomore season in the NFL. But I'm telling you, the appearance last night of the Anthony family right there by the Red Sox dugout with Mama Anthony, Roman's younger sister, fetching last that she may be, and of course the dad, whose name is Anthony, the other son, whose name is Anthony. I mean, these punchlines just veritably write themselves, but more to the point, good-looking family, fun, exciting. I think in addition to the aura and the energy they were bringing to the ballpark and the dugout last night, the Anthony family could be poised, guys. I'm not sure, but they could be poised to be the next great bit of familial Boston sports royalty in town. I'm here for it. I like very much. Don't be shaking your head at me. Come on. At no point did I say, hey, ciao, Francesco Rinaldi. Or did I say, hey, Versace, let's sign him to a three-year deal. Come on.
You left the garlic comments off air.
Yeah,
the garlic knots and the Sunday sauce. Dude, come on. Everybody, even our own Scott McLaughlin, who runs WEI.com, who is the most reserved and proper person I know, just tweeted out last night, Roman Anthony, and whose name is Anthony, and his son, who's Anthony, watching the game. And it was that Sopranos meme of like Tony Soprano and friends, and it just said indeterminate Italian noises. Everybody was in on the wave. How big a star?
You know the grandfather too, right?
Is he Anthony?
Anthony.
Tony?
Yep, it's Anthony, down to Anthony. Down to Anthony.
Was it okay for us to have fun with Tommy Cutlets, even though Tommy DeVito stunk out loud?
Sure, have fun all you want.
Okay.
Yeah, that just one game against Green Bay.
Is this what the hill I'm going to have to get canceled on just for saying I think that could be fun?
I would say that.
Fun in what way? Just.
They're very, it's a nice looking family that's there, and they're very
nice looking.
They're emotional. They're emotional. They bring
kiss
some energy.
Both cheeks.
You know? Yeah. There's a lot of the hands.
A lot of the hand movement.
Did you see when
that's a good meatball.
When he got the double, all the garlic knots that flew out of mom's purse.
Okay. All right. I feel like the Will Fleming call about had a little Brent Musburger feel to it.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, that, and that was about A.J. McCarron's Catholic.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
I mean, I get it.
I think if we play it about one more time, we're going to get Will Fleming say, Boston radio guys can F the hell off.
what was yesterday's line? It was Don Sweeney saying, like, and I'm very plowed.
And we missed it. He said plowed and preased.
Great.
We missed the second part. We just fixated on the plowed.
He
meant to say proud and pleased. Instead, he said plowed and preased.
I am very plowed.
And preased. You know he had that talk... speech written down.
Yes,
and he practiced in the mirror.
Honey, how do you think this sounds? Honey, can I test it on you?
And just
I am very plowed, and you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Awesome. Okay, Daniel.
All right, boys. It's not a marathon; it's a sprint to see how fast we can get canceled today. Ted, are you ready?
I'm ready, buddy.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, Stiz, hit that song, buddy. There we go. Get it going. I was out at the training mini camp the last couple of days, and it became very apparent to me. Okay. There's a lot of talk about do the Patriots need Steph Diggs more than Steph Diggs needs the Patriots, and here's the deal. The Patriots need Steph Diggs more than the other way around. And this wide receiver group without Steph Diggs is just an average wide receiver group. Probably, you know, top 32. With Steph Diggs, top 22. So big difference. They need an alpha. They need a lead dog. And that is Steph Diggs. All the stuff that happened in the offseason, look, they kind of handled that to me the best they could. I think Steph Diggs kind of handled it yesterday. A lot of people were picking apart that interview. Look, I'm okay with it. Was he doing something that is worthy of getting him cut? No way. You got to love the one you're with if you're the New England Patriots. This guy is very, very important to the success of this quarterback and to this team. And so, Patriots, deal with it. You got to love the one you're with. Steph Diggs, keep your nose clean in the next five weeks, because they need this guy more than the Patriots. They need this guy more than he needs them.
Keep your nose clean. Interesting choice of words. Interesting.
That was not a Freudian slip.
No.
All right, on the table today, Andy is advocating for pitch comms for umpires. Fitzy can't get his mind off of Roman Anthony's mom. And Ted advocates that the Patriots offense is no longer top 32 with Stephon Diggs in the mix. Let's begin right there. So Ted gave his thought. Andy and Fitzy, I want both of yours. How much does the presence of Stephon Diggs elevate the Patriots offense, and does one side need the other more?
Yeah, I think the Patriots need Steph Diggs more. Unless they're willing to do what we touched on yesterday and just go throw a first-round pick and $100 million at a Terry McLaurin or some desperation move.
I mean, we even want them to do it with Steph Diggs. So.
Well, yeah, I'm happy to do that. But if you get rid of Diggs, you're a train wreck. And to me,
it looks very different.
And you're going to break... You're going to break Drake May the way you broke Mac Jones. It might be a little different the way it plays out, but if you send him out there with all these other guys and just say, this is your core of receivers, he should just sit out until you get him better weapons. So they need Steph Diggs more than he needs them, because while he may not have found a great market this summer, because we talked about it, he only had one visit, one offer, the whole thing.
Great.
He could find a team. I just watched him out there too, Ted. Mm-hmm. Like, the energy he brought to the drills, the group, the competition, the level of skill, you can already see at whatever he's at. Let's say he's 85% right now coming off the ACL. He's as quick as anybody out there.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
was more impressive. I don't care what you've heard or read. He was more impressive than Efton Chisholm, who's supposedly the quickest little stop and start guy you're ever going to see. The old 30-year-old coming off the ACL looked every bit as good or better to me. So,
and what else, though? Did you saw him doing what? You saw him leading.
Absolutely.
He was talking to every young guy. He was high-fiving.
He has an aura.
He does.
You know, we want to bring up an aura right. with Roman Anthony. And not all of Diggs' aura may be great. There may be some aspects of his aura that are a little questionable for a Mike Vrabel and a coach, and you need to kind of keep that in check and massage that. Mm-hmm. But you have an, I think you said, alpha receiver. You have one right now. You need one. You're probably not going to get another one. You struggled to find one this year. You kind of had to beg, you know, like Steph Diggs was the last option.
You overpaid. You overpaid a guy that had, you say, like, didn't find a great market. You overpaid a guy coming off a torn ACL with no market. There was no other team. He said, oh, I was talking to, my agent was talking to a couple other teams.
Me too.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We're all I was talking to a couple
lots
other girls.
Of options.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Tons. I couldn't stop all the options. You were talking to Ted yesterday about the fact that he was around Pop Douglas all the time. They were virtually inseparable. He could have a great effect on him, teaching him how to get out of the press coverage and get open quicker. We've already seen him working in a very hands-on approach with Jalen Polk on the sidelines as well. And he's been running up and down the field and dapping up the living legend of Efton Chisholm III as well. So that's the side of Steph. I love the fact that you could have somebody between maybe 45 and 81 catches, depending on health when he starts the season, in Steph Diggs. Great to have an outlet and target with Drake May developing in year two. But the auxiliary wide receivers coach, veteran leader part is what I'm most excited about.
All right, gentlemen.
So yeah, we actually did that like
I know.
Professionals.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed by that.
You also didn't expect it.
No,
but what about Steph's mom, huh?
I
wouldn't do that. He's already in enough feuds. You don't want to be in one of his feuds.
Any,
just kidding, Mrs. Diggs.
Any thoughts from the two of you guys while you bring that up, while we have a couple minutes left here on 3-point stance, on Roman Anthony and maybe the ability for a player, because the Red Sox right now are kind of missing that superstar. Alex Bregman was kind of growing into superstar within the context of Boston sports. I think
That we like.
Right, exactly, because Rafael Devers is paid like one, performs as a hitter like one, but has just as many warts as he does redeeming qualities right now.
Roman Anthony already has one more impressive interview with the media than Rafi Devers has in 8 years. Mm. Like that post-game interview where he said, you know, the most important thing was we got to win tonight, and I got all these guys around me that are helping me, but like, he's already like on leadership, face of the franchise, 301. He skipped right through 101 and 201. He's already on level 301. And it makes sense because he's probably on level 301 as a talent as well. But yeah, that's a great point. We have been saying since Xander Bogaerts, you had nothing.
Right.
Since Mookie Betts, you kind of ran out of town. Ooh. The potential faces and leaders. A lot of pressure to put on a kid who has now had a total of 2 games in a big league uniform.
And has
only one in his real uniform.
And more
game in a real
more RBI. Right now, he's on pace for 243 RBI in a complete season. Pretty impressive. And also, he has more RBI than your backup catcher.
Yeah. He's the next great superstar in Boston sports. You just said it. That is a poll coming down the road. Next great superstar in Boston sports.
Who else?
Roman Anthony.
Okay, Efton Chisholm.
Drake May.
Chisholm. Yeah.
No, Drake May.
Efton Chisholm.
Who's better, Drake May or Roman Anthony at their job?
Right now,
Roman Anthony.
It looks like Roman. But you know what? I will say this. Drake has special qualities, though, just like Roman does.
Yes, he does. Yes, he
Baylor Shireman.
But Drake had chances to show those special qualities last year.
It's a little different, very different.
Bending your guy.
Roman, Drake needs other guys to do their jobs for him to do his job. Nice. Roman doesn't need other people
he was one-on-one
to do their job.
With Pepito or whatever his guy's name was.
It's not the apples to apples there.
But no, I think that's a great point. He has an opportunity here not to put the cart before the horse 2 days in.
Right.
He does have an opportunity to really take over this franchise. And maybe, just maybe, that's why his family is sitting in John Henry's seats. Right? Like maybe the owner is like, this might be the next person I'm, you know, kind of relying on and then probably doing a $500 million contract with.
Trust me,
there's
players on that team that are like, oh, the young kid gets the A++ seats.
Would you want that? Because I wouldn't want that. If I were him, wouldn't want my.
Did you notice when he came in? I forget. I think he scored. No, he had two run. He had a
He's actually about to do it on Sox and Two on Nesson right now. If you want to watch
well,
the replay,
he comes across home plate and he doesn't even look at his parents.
Right,
and he goes right to the locker.
It's a little weird.
Or right to the dugout. I mean,
it's a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't look at too them. Close.
Look at that fam. Look at the gold chains, the unzipped chest, the chest hair. Look at, I mean, just everything.
Unzipped chest and chest hair. What are you? Who are we talking about? I don't even know.
They're right out of Satriali's. I'm telling you, my God.
Good Lord.
But I mean, to the point about the superstar, he's been mentioned in 2020, since the beginning of spring training, he's been mentioned more than what percentage of the Red Sox roster? Just take this show for a sample size.
Oh,
60-70% at least.
80%, I'd say, yeah.
Other than Bregman, Devers, Crochet, maybe Chapman. I mean, it's been Anthony, Meyer, Campbell.
But it doesn't always take a straight line to where you
the
think
manager
he's go.
Just told us himself. He's like, irrelevant. The other two guys are good, but this guy really.
Yeah, and the Bruins gave Jeremy Swayman $8 million a year to be a franchise goalie, and he fell on his face.
Oh, add him to the poll.
Because I think he was supposed to be
a star
in the making, right? And like even Jason Tatum. This guy already feels like, to me, and it's one step ahead and all the
tape.
Thankfully, I can't see the text line here at Fenway Park, so I don't have to deal with you people today. But Jason Tatum.
Isn't as good as Roman Anthony.
No. The connection.
Always kick a man when he's down after Achilles surgery, right, Ted?
To be fair.
Yeah, get him. Come on, Nance.
Small sample size. Who's more clutch? Jason Tatum or Roman Anthony? I'll take Roman Anthony after last night.
When does your plane take off?
One game.
He already feels like he's going to have a connection with fans. He's likable, like the compete, like his manager. Because we talk about the weirdness of Tatum. He has the numbers. He has the trips to the Eastern Conference Finals, the finals, the title.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the it.
You got a little drool coming. Just
clean it up. I'm wiping it off.
A little.
Are you out of your mind? My God.
You know what?
The carbonara sauce all over this guy.
If you didn't get more emboldened.
Like the death of the keyboard right there.
Okay. If you didn't get more emboldened to love Roman Anthony after hearing us talk to Alex Cora, then I don't know what you're doing. Because you saw it with your own eyes, and then the expert witness backed it up. Right, he actually went almost more over the top about it. He's like, all three are good, but this Anthony guy is like, he put him. They're no longer the big three in my eyes. They're the big one, and then the other two. And right now, it kind of feels like they're one. Meyer two, Christian Campbell start swimming because you're drowning right now in the major leagues. But that's gonna do it for 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Yes, we are in love with Roman Anthony and the entire Anthony family, from Anthony down through Anthony and everybody in between.
Got to keep an eye on his mom.
Okay, Will.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Just keep one eye on her.
Yeah,
just
one eye.
One eye on the
side eye.
One eye on her.
Like a good golden retriever, a little side eye.
We know which eye.
Don't get caught staring, just a little side eye.
The old one eye.
Mrs. Anthony. Not the old one eye, just a side eye. A side eye. Oh, boy, we need to move
on.
617-779-7937. Speaking of Ted Johnson, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our correspondent on the ground in Foxborough. He talked to Mike Vrabel. He talked to Robert Spillane. Now he's going to talk to a defensive lineman who has an interesting take on the coaching situation in Foxborough. Keon White, Ted Johnson, one-on-one up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Prudential Center, located in the heart of Back Bay, features over 70 shops and eateries. Discovery at the center of it all. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night at Fenway Park 3-1. Roman Anthony, I don't know if you heard, he picked up his first big league hit, driving in two runs on a double in the first inning. Trevor Story also hit his ninth home run of the season. Lucas Giolito recorded the win, while Greg Weissert picked up his first save. Boston and Tampa play the rubber game tonight at Fenway Park. First pitch is at 7:10. It's Walker Buehler against Zach Littell on the mound. Here is your starting lineup for tonight. It's Jaron Duran in left and Rafael Devers your DH. Abraham Toro at first. Carlos Narvaez is catching. Roman Anthony back out in right field. The Trevor Story at short. Marcelo Meyer at third. Christian Campbell at second. And Sadon Rafaela out in center field, batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Indiana. The series between the Pacers and Thunder is tied at a game apiece. Tip-off is at 8:30. From earlier today, the Celtics announced that Jaylen Brown underwent a successful right knee arthroscopic debridgment procedure. He is expected to participate in training training camp without any limitation. Meanwhile, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow night in Florida. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. Patriots players were in the building for the final day of minicamp today, but the team did not officially practice, with head coach Mike Vrabel saying the team will, quote, be out on the field, lifting, running, and meeting. And finally, the 125th U.S. Open Championship begins tomorrow at Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Rory McIlroy are the top three betting favorites to win. Heading to Fenway for the game? Might as well tonight, and you can park at Prudential Center's garage for just $25 for night and weekend games. Located in the heart of Back Bay, shop, dine, and discover all Prudential Center has to offer, including the View Boston Observation Deck. Just a short walk over to Fenway from the Pru. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up live from Fenway Park right after this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.